You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Freaking first cut. Golly!
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and look who I've got. It's him. It's the coach. What's going on, coach?
Oh, I'm feeling good. This week, a little change of pace for me, Rick. I'm doing the Corn Ferry Tour, the big celebrity BMW, and I'm having a blast because this, I don't know if you've heard, this is where the best players in the world play, the PGA Tour.
I am aware of that, and I've always been quite fond, I've said this for years, those guys on the Corn Ferry Tour are stars, and they're going to be stars. The line has never been more blurred between the two tours and how good everybody is.
Well, look at all the guys right now, Rick, that are playing well this year. Davis Riley, Cameron Young. The list goes on and on. So anybody that thinks the Corn Ferry Tour players are less than, they're not paying attention. There's never been more competition in the world of golf. And you include the college guys, too, because today I called a bunch of dudes that we just saw last week play for national championships. And they're right out on the Corn Ferry Tour this week. So it's very, very cool.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome, awesome stuff. All right, Coach. Well, our friends to the north in Canada are putting on a great event, the RBC Canadian Open, where after round one, Wyndham Clark was in the lead at 7-under. And coach, after round two, Wyndham Clark is in the lead at 7-under. It hasn't moved, and there's now a ton of guys in the mix.
There's a lot of players, and quite frankly, you, me, and a lot of other people at the First Cut can thank Matthew Fitzpatrick for coming right back to all of us. At one point today, he got it to double figures. He was at 10 under. Imagine if he would have gone north of that and how big his lead would have been now. But no, he stumbles coming down the stretch. And so now the lead's at 7, and there are a bunch of big-time names that, quite honestly, Rory, Scotty, Sam Burns, they haven't played good golf, but look where they're at. 3 shots back, 2 shots back. This is going to be fireworks. It's going to be bananas over the weekend. But thank you, Matthew Fitzpatrick. For some reason, Rick, he cannot get out of his own way to get to that first PGA Tour win.
Yeah, so let's cover that a little bit deeper here because he, as you mentioned, Coach, he got to 10 under par. He's rocking and rolling. He makes double on 14, gets one of them back on 15. He birdies the par 5, and then his final three holes, bogey, bogey, bogey. Still 6 under par for the week, 1 shot off the lead, but do you expect that stumble at the finish line to carry over into the weekend?
I do. I really do. And side note, I want a head-to-head with Shane Lowry. Thank you, Matthew Fitzpatrick. However, we saw this with Cam Smith a week ago. It's very, very difficult for players after the 36 holes to flip the switch as opposed to just after 18 holes like Cam did yesterday and flip it over to today. I think the way it ended today for Matthew Fitzpatrick, and he has a history of doing this, Rick, he's just not a guy that can stay consistent through 4 rounds. And when he starts to go south, he goes south quickly. So if I was to predict right now, he is in a tie for second. I don't think he's going to finish inside the top 5. I don't think he's going to drop, you know, the bottom won't drop out. But I don't see him contending come Sunday, no.
Okay, well, how about Rory McIlroy? 66-68 to open his week. Now that's just 1 shot off Wyndham Clark's pace. And, Coach, we say this often with Rory McIlroy. If you watch every shot that he hits on PGA Tour Live, yeah, you always think he left a couple out there. I never think Rory plays all that well, and here he is just 1 shot off the lead. It's actually a testament to how good he is that he cannot have his best stuff and still be in the mix.
I literally had this exact same conversation with my partner, James Nettis, who played on the Corn Ferry Tour, won on the Corn Ferry Tour, and I said, how does Rory McIlroy, when you get to watch him on PGA Tour Live, on the 5th hole today, for example, he was 97 yards out. His approach was 50 feet. His approach was 50 feet from a 100-yard shot. I said about Victor Hovland, I'll say the same thing about Rory McIlroy. I don't understand how you're a major champion. I don't understand how you've won almost 20 times on the PGA Tour with the iron game from 100 to 125 that Rory McIlroy possesses. I don't know how he's done it. That shows how great he can be. But the fact that he is just one back with the way that he hit his irons today, ooh, if I'm the field, I'm scared. and I'm scared. Now, I'm trying to remember who on First Cut this week, Rick, picked Rory McIlroy to win. I can't remember. Oh, that was me. That was me. But you can't bet him because he was only plus 900. But I thought this would be his week. And so far, I'm looking pretty good.
Yeah, we don't cash those tickets. We don't go to the pay window, Coach, on a Friday night.
That's true. That's true. We've learned those lessons the hard way.
Trust me, for sure. How about this? One of the big movers of the day was Cameron Smith, who was horrible on Thursday. 6 over 76, did not make a single birdie, finds it here on Friday. A 5 under 65, gets himself inside the cut line. He's T56, but I love that, right? A bounce back from having just absolutely no juice on a Thursday. He could have packed it in. He could have just left and gotten ready for a U.S. Open, and he grinds it out, goes low on Friday, and now he can work himself into better playing shape for a major championship next week.
Isn't it funny, Rick, how we'll go through patches of 3 or 4 weeks, and a lot of the storylines are the same. Sam Burns coming from 7 back the week prior. Justin Thomas coming from 7 back. Well, where is Cam Smith right now? He's 8 back of the lead. This is a very bunched up leaderboard. So if I'm looking at somebody who's going to tee off very early when the wind is down and the course is playing a little bit easier, because it's rock hard right now. Right now, the greens are like, boom, you can hear the balls hitting the greens and bouncing. So if you can get out early tomorrow and you can post a 65 or a 64, that might be right in the mix come Saturday night.
You know, Coach, that's I'm so glad you mentioned that. That's 8 shots from the leader to the cut line. Eight shots. That's all it is. There are 70 golfers within 8 shots of the lead. This thing's going to be wild.
And no offense to Wyndham Clark, but nobody chasing him is saying, oh, I'm scared of Wyndham Clark going south on Saturday and Sunday. He's just not a guy that wins on the PGA Tour or hasn't established himself as a winner on the PGA Tour. So when you look at chasers, how much fun is this going to be? Now, I remember when Rory played 3 years ago, everybody was like, why is he going up? And it turned into one of the best tournaments of the entire year. And he played great. But now he's got him. He's got Burns. He's got Scheffler. You go on and on the list. Hoffman, Lowry, Gim, HV3, Finau, all within 4 shots of the lead. This could be, because we always look at things from a betting perspective, this could be a really good week to cash a really big ticket if you can find the right guy to put money on tonight.
Yeah, 20 golfers within 4 shots of the lead. Let's just look at the betting board. We're going to do that from our friends over at Caesars, but first we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
And we're back. Okay, Coach. Well, probably no surprise here that with his just being 1 shot back, Rory McIlroy is indeed the favorite over at Caesars. He's plus 330. Matt Fitzpatrick, plus 450. Scottie Scheffler lurking. He is 7-1. And then you start to get into double digits. So let's start with the top here, because obviously Caesars is going to give us the big boys at the top of the board. As far as the larger names go, is there one that you're interested in here, or should I keep scrolling?
No, I'm good there. Sam Burns is my guy. Because if anybody watched him today, he played really, really good. He didn't play good on Thursday, but today he found it. And so he's a guy that's going to be pushing forward. Scheffler figures out a way to score even when he doesn't have his best stuff. He's not playing that great this week. So the fact that you're getting $500 more or numbers, whatever you want to call it, and they're tied. They have the same exact score, Burns and Scheffler. So to me, you get Burns at plus 1,200, sprinkle a little bit on him tonight. Then if he jumps up the leaderboard, now you can hedge that bet on Sunday with somebody else if it's Burns and whoever. But you might even be able to get a better number on Sunday based off what he did 2 weeks ago. But Burns is my guy because he does not care where he's at. He's going to go out there and shoot as low as he can go.
Yeah, and you know, coming off the victory, it doesn't matter. And he's kind of proven that in his career. He just gets back to business, mm-hmm. and he keeps on trucking. A little bit further down
That's the right. board,
you can find Tony Finau at 25-1. You can find, let's see, how far back are some of these guys? Probably too far back. Tony Finau, I'll tell you what. I know he's got this designation of not winning enough, coach, but the game is sharp. The metrics are there. He's lurking. 25-1 is probably longer than he was before the tournament started, and he's only a couple back.
Yeah, it absolutely is longer than where it started. I can't help but think of Mark Immelman teasing me a few weeks ago when I said on First Cut that Tony Finau hit it as well at the Mexico Open as anybody in the entire tournament. He's like, coach, I've been out there and I've seen the game. No. I'm watching this every single week. So he would be a guy. And Finau's at 3 under. So we're talking, you're getting almost double the odds and you're only giving up one stroke. So to me, I would sprinkle Cam Smith at 12,000, just a little sprinkle, put a little on Finau and put a little on Sam Burns. And I think you've got all three sections covered because there's no value at the top. So to me, those would be the three guys that I would go with.
I love that. And then, coach, before we get out of here, you know, two more rounds to go before it's U.S. Open time. And a lot of these guys are going to be trying to get their game in shape. A lot of them are still trying to get in. There's one spot being held to get into the U.S. Open. So there's plenty at risk here. This is going to be, I think this is shaping up to be an unreal weekend in terms of the way the leaderboard we've got and just the situation with everything that's happening.
The next 8 days could be potentially the craziest 8 days that we've ever seen in the history of golf. I mean, the USGA, they're not running from it. The very first press conference on Monday afternoon is Phil Mickelson, who, lost in all of this, is still trying to complete the career Grand Slam at the US Open. That's a big-time storyline, regardless of where he is playing right now. But you're going to have guys coming from there. You're going to have guys from here that I think are – I think JT, I think Rory, I think Scheffler, I think they're taking it a little bit personal that those guys have decided that money is more important than legacy, than what you leave behind, than playing against the very best players in the world. If you want to beat Wade Ormsby and make $4 million, Godspeed. But at some point, because I've been through this before, when you wake up and some place is making you play 15 times a year and you're playing like crap, how much are you going to enjoy that no matter how much money you have in the bank? Motivation matters. I think next week, and you're going to be there, is going to be awesome from an interest standpoint.
I can't.
You got to be excited. How excited are you?
I mean, I'm amped. I can't. I mean, there's so much going on. You mentioned it. Now it's almost like, you know, you've got these villains coming back, and it's just going to be nuts. It's going to be absolutely nuts. And Brookline is awesome, and I cannot wait. I really cannot wait.
I'm excited to see what you and Kyle do up there. And there's a lot of people that have contacted me, Rick, and they said, doesn't this make you feel awkward, or are you in a weird position? This is what we live for. Competition is what it is, no matter where it comes from. I went through this when I was in the WWE, and if nothing else, it makes certain people, makes certain organizations do things better or make changes. And sometimes that's a good thing. So this is not awkward for me at all. I'm excited just to be in the mix, to be able to work for one of these organizations. You too. I would rather be doing this than sitting at home watching me and you do this, sitting at home watching somebody get to go to US Open and be in a press conference. That's a little bit awkward. This is what we live for, baby. This is what we live for. Let's go.
I love it. I love it. I cannot wait. Let's go. All right. We'll stop there. We'll be back after rounds 3 and 4 for the RBC Canadian Open. Then obviously we'll roll this thing right into Brookline. But for now, That right there, that's the coach. You can find him on Twitter at the Coach Rules. You can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
The time has come for drag queens to save the world.
RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars is back on Paramount Plus, and for the first time ever,
I want you to use your talent for good, for a change.
8 iconic queens are competing for the charity of their choice.
This is how you do drag.
Who will slay it forward, win cash for their favorite cause, and a coveted spot in the Drag Race Hall of Fame? RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars, new season now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.